First of all, I want to thank Pastor Rhonda and Gary for inviting me here today. We've been friends for a very, very long period of time. And it was a long period of time. But I'm kind of excited, but before I start my ministry to you today, I have to tell you that, you know, ministering in Mexico, every time, and I don't know if Pastor Rana feels this way or not, but every time you're supposed to minister the word of God, you get really, really nervous and think, I'm incompetent, I can't do this. What if I mess up? What am I going to do? So I have to tell you this story about it. I did this great big women's conference in Mexico, and I really hadn't studied a lot. You know, I kind of just, somebody says go shopping, I'll go shopping and forget the rest. But anyway, we get to this conference and they gave me flowers and they gave me all kinds of gifts and I'm thinking, oh my gosh, and I didn't spend too much time on this one. But I go into the bathroom and I take anointing oil. And I took the anointing oil and I said, God, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry that I didn't spend a whole lot of time, but I'm going to anoint myself, Lord. So I'm anointing myself with this oil that I can really do this message. I anoint my mouth. I put the oil on my mouth. I anoint my tongue. I put the oil on my tongue. It was the best conference. It was really, really good. I think if they could have, they probably would have went out and got some more flowers for me. You have to forgive me because with these things going on, you know, all that moisture and everything, I probably have to kind of wipe a little bit throughout my message. All right, today you're in for a treat because I'm going to talk to you about a faith lift. Have you ever been in a situation where you felt there was no way out? That had to be like Daniel felt. But it was in that situation he found that his God was able. Sometimes you need God to boost your faith. You know that he loves you. You know that he's there. But you need to hear in the middle of your lion's den that God knows how to bring the divine shutdown. God knows how to turn this battle in your life around. He really does. If you feel overwhelmed in your life right now, too many problems, too many situations happening to you, lots of stress, you have reached the end of anything of 2020, anything, you've reached the end of the coronavirus, the lies, the deception. There might be financial difficulties, challenges with your family, your children, your friends, even some real heart problems, maybe some loss. Whatever it may be, what I'm about to tell you today from the scriptures will bring a faith lift to you. You will feel the confirmation of the Holy Spirit that not everything is going to be all right. His promise to you is greater than anything you are going through. So if you have your Bible today, turn in your Bible to Daniel chapter 6, verses 10 through 17. Now when Daniel knew that the writing was signed, he went home, and in his upper room with his windows open toward Jerusalem, he knelt down on his knees three times that day and prayed and gave thanks before his God, as was his custom since early days. Then the men assembled and found Daniel praying and making supplication before his God. And they went before the king and spoke concerning the king's decree. Have you not signed a decree that every man who petitions any god or man within 30 days except you, O king, shall be cast into the den of lions? The king answered and said, yes, the thing is true, according to the law of the Medes and the Persians, which does not alter. So they answered and said before the king that Daniel, who is one of the captives from Judah, does not show due regard for you, O king, or for the decree that you have signed, but makes his petition three times a day. And the king, when he heard those words, was greatly displeased with himself and set his heart on Daniel to deliver him. And he labored till the going down of the sun to deliver him. Then these men approached the king and said to the king, know, O king, that it is the law of the Medes and the Persians that no decree or statute which the king establishes may be changed. So the king gave the command, and they brought Daniel to cast him into the den of lions. But the king spoke, saying to Daniel, "Your God, whom you serve continually, will he deliver you?" Then a stone was brought and laid on the mouth of the den, and the king sealed it with his own signet ring and with the signets of his lords, that the purpose concerning Daniel might be changed. Now, Daniel 16, verses 18 through 23. Let's continue on. Now the king went to his palace and spent the night fasting, and no musicians were brought before him. Also his sleep went from him. Then the king arose very early in the morning and went in haste to the den of lions. And when he came to the den, he cried out with a lamenting voice to Daniel. The king spoke, saying to Daniel, "Daniel, servant of the Most High God, the living God, has your God, whom you serve continually, been able to deliver you from the lions?" Then Daniel said to the king, "O king, live forever. My God sent his angel and shut the lions' mouths so that they have not hurt me, because I was found innocent before him. And also, O king, I have done no wrong before you." Now the king was exceedingly glad for him and commanded that they should take Daniel up out of the den. So Daniel was taken up out of the den, and no injury whatever was found in him, because he believed in his God. Now, let's look at verse 24. And the king gave the command, and they brought those men who had accused Daniel, and they cast them into the den of lions, them, their children, and their wives. And the lions overpowered them and broke all their bones in pieces before they ever came to the bottom of the den. Ate them before their bodies hit the bottom of the den. What we need is a faith lift every once in a while. We need our faith to be lifted. We just need to know that we are going to make it. So I want to ask you the question this morning that the old king asked Daniel. He said, "Oh, Daniel, is the God that you serve able to deliver you?" You have to answer that question for yourself. And I made up my mind that my God is able. You may say, "Well, I'm in trouble. I'm in financial difficulty. I'm going through something with my health, my family. I'm in sorrow." I want to tell you, my God is able. My family turned against me for what I believe. The church has gone crazy with lockdowns. I'm telling you today, my God is able. What we are in Christ is more important than what we are in. 49 times in the New Testament, it says that we are in Christ. I tell you today, and what you have to settle in your mind, is that what you are in Christ is more powerful than what you were in, more important than your hurt, more important than the diagnosis you might have, more important than your sorrow, more important than words spoken over you or to you, more important than the news. Hallelujah on that one. More important than what's going on in the world today. Let's give a second hallelujah. You need to understand the truth of God's word. The Bible said that Daniel was in the lion's den because he was a prayer warrior. He prayed every day, three times a day. And the king made a decree and said, "No more praying. No more." What I like about Daniel, he just didn't pray when he was in a panic. He wasn't a panic prayer. That's kind of a tongue twister. A panic prayer. Prayer. He didn't start praying when he got in an emergency. He was already praying. So that when the crisis came, he was praying. He was praying before it. He was praying in the middle of it. And he prayed when he got out of it. Maybe one of the keys to victory is not just to be a panic prayer. It's good when emergencies come and we're already prayed up. Amen? But sometimes when we're not, an emergency comes, we suddenly become very spiritual. Oh, we're very spiritual, and then, oh, we need to pray. But sometimes we don't think that our prayers work because we have to go get on the phone and go to somebody else and that their prayers work, see if their prayers would work. But that's not true, because my God is able. Prayer is powerful. not because of the person who prays. Prayer is powerful because of the God who heard that prayer. It's powerful because of the God who hears our prayers and who answers our prayers, because he is able. The God who heard Daniel performed his miracle. So prayer works for anybody. This is a great scripture because it says that they took Daniel and they threw him in a lion's den. But what it means is this. They did not just throw him into a lion's den, because you can have a lion's den without lions, just like you can have a doghouse without a dog. So they threw him into a den of lions. A den of lions. Picture this in your mind. Just close your eyes and picture this. You're being thrown into a den of ferocious, big teeth lions. And the scripture said the den, it was so full of lions that when Daniel was delivered, the king ordered the people. We read that. The king ordered the people who conspired against him to be thrown in. And they took the men, the wives, and the children. And, you know, I don't exactly know why, but it's kind of sad to me. I don't think their wives really had anything to do with it, or their poor children. But they took them, and they threw them into the den. And if you added up the people, it was many. It was many. Some people say it was 100 that were thrown into that den. And then we hear the story that the lions saw their meal coming and ate them before they even hit the bottom of the pit, of the den. Fierce, hungry lions coming at them, waiting to be fed. And sometimes we have situations like that in our lives. We have fierce, ugly things coming to our lives, coming against us. But we have to remember. What do we have to remember? That our God is able. Our God is able. You're going to get tired of me saying that today. I want you to understand that you may think that you have problems, but Daniel found out even in a lion's den, God was able. God was able. Bring on the lions. My God's able. Bring on the fiery furnace. My God is able. Bring on the Red Sea. My God is able. Bring on the corruption and the lies. My God is able. What about the deceit in our country today? My God is able. I know we get frustrated. I know we get sick of hearing things. But we have to remember that God is able. This is God's country. This is God's country. I declare that today. And woe to anyone who tries to destroy it. Woe to anyone. I'm going to keep stirring that up today, that God is able in your spirit, until you get a faith lift. How many here today feel that they need a faith lift? Amen. I'm going to keep stirring it up and stirring it up and stirring it up. And you're going to say, that woman, all she said was, my God is able. But that's okay. Because you'll leave here, because that sure is a lot, Joanne. He really is. You see, we have Daniel, and he was in bad circumstances, even though he was a good man. And we have to understand this, because there are two people in the Old Testament that have a good record as far as Scripture is concerned, Joseph and Daniel. Not a one negative thing about them or their lifestyle. Not one. So Daniel was doing right. Daniel was living right. And Daniel was in God's will. But sometimes we think if we are in bad circumstances, we must be not in God's will. But that's not true. That's not true. I say to you, the three Hebrew children were in God's will. They were. When they were thrown into that fiery furnace. They were good people, but they were in bad circumstances. You know, there's always circumstances in our life. And sometimes they're bad circumstances. But we need to know how to overcome them. And part of the reason that we need to do that is because it builds our faith to know that God is able to deliver us from a bad circumstance. So sometimes bad things happen to good people. Daniel was just put in a bad circumstance. Bad situations. That's when you don't weaken. You can't weaken. Not in today's society. We have to stand up and be strong. strong, knowing that our God is able. Amen. That's when we don't give up. We can't give up, people. And that's when we don't retreat in fear, in worry. What's going to happen now? What's going to happen? I heard this and I heard that. That's when you stand up and say, no, I don't receive any of this. My God is able. Amen. In spite of the lions, in spite of the fiery furnace, in spite of the circumstances of my life and your life, know that your God is able. I want to tell you a story. It just happened on Friday. My mother-in-law has been in a home. She's blind. She's been in a home. And we, in 6 months, it was about 6 or 7 months till we could visit with her. And then they had these visits, which was really kind of, to me, a bad circumstance. Well, we had to stand outside a window outside, and they put her inside. Well, if it's snowing and it's cold, who's going to do that? I'm not. So we got a chance to see her when we could, when the circumstances were right. But on Friday, we had seen her the week before, so I thought this week, we didn't see her the week before because my sister-in-law, her children went to see her. So then she said, well, Nancy, she said, I really wish that your children would come see me. And I said, well, they couldn't, Mom, because we can only see you every 2 weeks, and Nancy's children took that week. So this week, we were going to surprise her. But Nancy, her daughter, has IPF, idiopathic pulmonary fibrosis, and she is in the hospital again. So I knew she wasn't going in. So I asked my two daughter-in-laws. So my one daughter-in-law works for St. Luke's, and she said, yeah, I think I can get somebody to cover for me for a couple hours that I can get in there. So it was a surprise. She was so worried about her daughter, Nancy. Now, what does it do to worry? She's in the hospital. Cast all your care upon the Lord. He cares for her. And let it go. Friday morning, we get up. My two daughter-in-laws were going to go. I was going in from 9:30 to 9:45 with my daughter-in-law, Donna, and Roger was going with our daughter-in-law, Brenda. And all a surprise. And we got the surprise of her life. We're on our way to the home, and we're not too far from our home, and a girl from the home calls, and she says, I'm sorry, Nancy, she said, but Althea won't see anybody today. I said, what? Oh, she's all upset. I knew why she was upset, because that's the day that Nancy was having a pacemaker put in. It was something to help her. Wasn't going to harm her. It was going to help her. So I said, okay. So I said, but I think that if she saw this surprise and her and these girls coming in, she would really, it would make her day. Don't you agree? It would make your day. You're sad, you're depressed, you're crying. Okay, oh my goodness, look at you. Oh, hallelujah, my God is able. And I said, okay, goodbye. And I got my mother-in-law on the phone, and I said, Mom, what's going on?
Oh, I'm really sick. And she said, I can't. And I was so worried about Nancy.
I said, but Mom, it would do you good if you had people come visit you. And guess what? It was a surprise. Brenda and Donna were going to come in to see you. They haven't seen her in over a year.
Well, I just can't.
Okay, goodbye. So I called the girls and I said, well, it's off. The girl from the home called and she said, maybe you could come at 2:30. I said, no, thanks. I said, we can't come at 2:30. My daughter-in-law couldn't change anything then. No, we can't. So you see, what happens when we allow all that stress, all that stuff come into our lives and come on us. We do things sometimes that we really don't mean. And then we have to apologize. I'm sorry. But it's too late. It's already been done. It's already been done. But my God is able to heal. And my God is able to heal the hearts of my daughter-in-laws and Roger's heart and my heart because of the rudeness of his mother that day. And then later on, when she found out that her daughter was fine, the surgery went great. Oh, I'm so happy. Oh, I'm happy. Well, isn't that how we are? We're happy, but we should be happy before, knowing that God is able to take care of that situation in our life. Amen? And you see, the same in Scripture. Moses was following God and God's will. That was just an addition I put into my message today. Moses was following God and God's will and God's plan when he ran into the Dead Sea. And the Egyptian army, you all know the story very well. You heard it over and over, time and time again. But what did they do? The people said, let's go back. What happened? Moses said, well, stand still. God said, go forward. Go forward. What do you do? Do you go back? I have talked to so many people over the years who are carrying past hurts. You can't do anything about yesterday. Try it. Try to go backwards. You can't. Listen. He said we know each other 59 years. I can't go back to the day I first met him. And by the way, I asked him to marry me too. Smart. The thing is he was in Germany. We went together for 2 weeks, maybe. And then he went to Germany for 2 years. And he came home in July. We were engaged in August and married in November. Yeah, I did. I did. I gave him an ultimatum. And he said, well, okay, I might as well. Okay. So what do you do? What do you do in your situations in life? Do you just stand still and worry and complain about it and call your neighbors and just make a big fuss and have all this stress in your life and can't go forward with your life because you're hanging on to something that happened 10 years ago? No. I'll tell you what you do. You say, my God is able, and you go forward right into that situation, whatever it may be. And situations in our life are hard. They are hard. I'm not saying it's easy. I'm not saying our life at times isn't hard. But that's where we have to have our faith to grow. And what happened to that situation? God parted the Red Sea. And the Bible said he delivered Israel in one night. 400 years was erased in one night. And there's a key to that story. The key to that story is this. There was over 3.5 million people came out in one night. So God couldn't just provide a footpath. He had to provide a freeway. In today's language, it's a freeway. It's huge. And it would have had to be miles wide. And it would have taken them several thousand side by side to get out. When he parted the Red Sea, he didn't just open a little path. Why? Why? Come on, you guys ought to know it by now. Because my God is able. Okay? You may be standing before a Red Sea today. You might have challenges in your life. You may think things are not going to happen for you. The miracle you are believing for is not going to happen. You are so far from what God told you he was going to do for you. You don't see a bridge. You don't see a boat. You know, sometimes you can cross a bridge. Sometimes somebody will send a boat to get you out of your situation. You don't see any of that. But God wants you to know that today, your God is able. With him, all things are possible. Praise him. Let's take a praise break, okay? But we're not going to clap. Don't clap. Don't clap. We're not going to clap. I can't really sing too well. But my praise break today is, maybe you know this song. I sing praises to your name. Oh, Lord, praises to your name. Oh, Lord, for your name is great and greatly to be praised. I sing glory to your name. Oh, Lord, glory to your name. Oh, Lord, For your name is great and greatly to be praised. Let's honor him. I sing honor to your Lord name. Oh Lord, honor to your name. Oh Lord, for your name is great and greatly to be praised. I sing praises to your name. Oh Lord, praises to your name. Oh Lord, for your name is great and greatly to be praised. Hallelujah, Lord. Thank you, Father. You are so able. You are such an able God in our life. Thank you, Father. The scriptures say that when they took Daniel, they threw him into the lion's den, that God sent an angel and shut the mouths of those hungry lions. That means their mouths were open when Daniel was thrown into the pit. Sometimes I don't understand. I don't understand why God doesn't come quicker. I don't know why he let Daniel get in that situation and got into the pit and got all the way in there and hit the bottom of the pit. And he saw those hungry lions' jaws. And then the last minute, God gave a divine shutdown. He said, clamp. The angel said, clamp and shut. Clamp and shut. You know why I believe God doesn't sometimes answer a prayer quickly? I think our faith grows between the time we ask God to answer and the time he actually does. It has to. If we're believing God and we walk by faith, let me tell you that in this whole year of 2020, there were times I wouldn't give up. I'm still not giving up. Not giving up. My husband would say, oh, I don't know. I'm hearing all this stuff and I don't see anything happen. I said, nope, boop, boop, boop. No, no, no. 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 I'm trusting God. He needs to know that we trust him. I think our faith grows between the time we actually ask God and the time he actually does whatever we ask. And sometimes it takes days. Sometimes it takes weeks, months, maybe years. But God never fails. I believe Daniel's faith grew not just when they threw him in, but when he saw the lions coming towards him. And that's when we see situations in our life, when we get reports, when we think have things happen in our lives, that's when we need to get on our knees and trust God in faith and have faith. The very moment when God shut them down, Daniel knew that his God was able. And the king was about to know that Daniel's God was able. Oh, some of you say, well, we're waiting on something that God told us. And God says, just be patient. I want to show you that I know how to give you a divine shutdown. If it's a medical reason, if it's something you've been through, if it's sorrow in your life, God knows how to give that divine shutdown. I just want to watch your faith grow, God is saying to you today. And I want you to understand what? That I am able. Amen? Amen. I want to tell someone in this room. There's someone in this room today that if you think that God fails you after all the people he delivered, all the people he made a way for, if you think, I would hate to think that, that you would think that God's going to get down to you and let you fail. He's not going to do that. He's not going to get down to you and fail after all those people in scriptures you read about, you heard about, you sing about, you read about, that he's delivered. If you can't understand what God is presently doing, then look at God's history. Look at the history of Almighty God, because God has a good history. Because my God is able. Am I getting that through to you today? There is more faith I'm trying to get you into. If you don't stand up when you get into adverse situations, if you just let happen to you whatever happens to you, que sera, sera, then you just might die. You just might die. Faith demands you get up and claim God and his promises. You speak God's promises out of your mouth. You have to get up in the morning. And when you get up in the morning and you're going through emergency situations, do you get up in the morning and say, oh no, another day. I can't just make another day. No, you have to get up and say, hallelujah, my God is able. My God is able. Amen?
Amen.
Why don't you practice it?
My God is able.
My God is able. Come on. Come. Amen. He really is, isn't he? And what are we talking about today?
My God is able.
Amen. Amen. The first thing out of your mouth. It shouldn't be all your troubles, all your sorrows, all whatever. It should be, my God is able. You should say, I'm going to make it today. I'm going to make it today because my God is able. I choose to believe in the goodness of God more than the baddest of the devil.
Amen. Now,
isn't that the truth?
Say it again.
Yeah, go ahead. I'm gonna believe in the goodness of God more than the badness of the devil.
Amen.
Amen. I'm gonna talk justice will come quickly in this country.
Yes.
It's about time we all start doing that. Yes. I'm gonna talk justice in this country.
Amen.
The devil is a liar. Amen. I'm gonna say God will meet all my needs. God protect my family. All my friends are loyal, and I am a loyal friend and a true friend to them.
Yeah.
You know, we can think, oh, my friend isn't loyal to me, but are you loyal to them? Amen?
Amen.
I will not lie. Big one.
Amen.
I will be truthful. You know, it's really hard. It's, oh God, why am I doing this? It's really hard when somebody that you know and you meet them and you're thinking, oh, whatever happened to them? They got so old, or they, I don't really like what they're wearing, or something. They say, and they say, well, how do you like this shirt? I think I'm about to buy it. And you say, you lie. You say, oh yeah, I love it, but actually, it looks awful, and you don't really like that anyway. No, just say, well, if you like it, that's good. Yeah, that's good. If you like it, that's good. My God, it wouldn't be for me. That's right. My God is able means I'm going to talk victory, not defeat. God is able. He really is. He's able to do anything in the church. The only one that was afraid in this whole story, the only one fearful was the king. Because faith rests. Unbelief has restlessness. So if you're restless, then maybe there's a little unbelief and fear. I'm going to add fear. I see that today everywhere. Stress, fear, unbelief. Don't you?
Yes.
Everywhere. This whole country is under stress. This whole country is under fear. But I'm not.
Not us.
We're not.
No.
Why?
Why?
Our God is able. See if you remember this till next week. The only one who didn't have the good night's sleep was a king who was in the palace. When Daniel was in the lion's den, he had faith. He slept. He was able to rest right in the middle of the crisis. But the king had unbelief and stayed up all night. He stayed up. Yeah, poor king. I can't tell you that I was up half the night last night, but I didn't have that. I was singing that song. I sing praises to your name, O Lord, all night long. I believe the wrong crowd is worrying, don't you think? Look at our world. I believe the wrong crowd is worrying. We have people in the church that are worrying. Can you believe it? People in church are worrying. I believe the devil ought to be more worried about what you are going to do to him than what he is going to do to you. When you get up in the morning, the devil ought to say, oh, there they are. They're up again. What are they going to confess today? That's why you like me. You know, I come out with some of this stuff and you laugh, but it's true. And you know it's true. If anybody is going to be restless and not asleep, it ought to be the enemy, because our God never sleeps. So I might as well enjoy mine, because God's on the throne. Amen? The devil was defeated with the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ. And we just celebrated the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ, and we know that the devil was defeated. But have no fear. The devil is trying to rear his ugly head again. He's trying to rear his ugly head in many people's lives, in our children's lives. He's trying to take claim in this country again. But Jesus said, it is finished. And the devil does not have to be defeated again. Daniel said, I'm not afraid. And you have to get something established here in your heart today. The devil can't read your mind. If you think he can, that's not true. The Bible says God, and only God, knows the thoughts of man. It means when you get into a crisis and you get into a situation where your future looks unsure, the only way the enemy knows is when you open your mouth. When you begin to confess negative things, you are expressing that, and the devil picks up on that. Your heart is causing you to fear, and you begin to speak out. Now, listen, you know, I think we've all been there at times. You get a bad report, and, you know, you begin to speak out the negative things, but when we get a bad report, we need to remember that our God is able. And when you start speaking those things, Satan knows he has you right where he wants you to be. Right where he wants you to be, because you just confirmed it with your mouth. Amen? Words of our mouth are very important. Proverbs 18:21 says, the Bible says, there is power of life and death in your tongue. Did you know you can cancel a good prayer with a bad confession? Yes. Amen. Amen. You can pay a good prayer of life and victory and feel the presence of God. And 1 hour later, you can turn around and open your mouth, and disease and defeat and death come out of it. Before you know it, you have canceled out all the good things that God was working on in your life. Amen. You have situations in your life that are not pleasant, but you still have to get up and say, my God is able. I'm going to make it. God is able. He's my healer. God is able. He's my provider. God is able. He will take care of me. God is able. He will be with my family. We are under, all of us right here, all of us in this room, everybody that knows Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, are under the covering of Almighty God. You confess God's word above your circumstances. And the only way the devil knows what you're thinking is by when you open your mouth. People can tell if you're in a bad mood. Oh, yeah, they can. Yeah. They can tell if you're depressed. Your actions sometimes speak louder than your words. And people pick up on that very, very quickly. The joy of the Lord is your strength. So you need to put a smile on your face. Speak to the devil. Ask him, devil, is this all you got? Come on, bring it on. Is this all you got, devil? Speak to him. Tell him, my God is able, so whatever you got to give to me, I rebuke it. My God is able. The joy of the Lord is your strength. Put on a smile on your face. When you lose your faith, you do three things. Now you have to remember this. You start expecting the worst. How many of us do that? You know, sometimes even if you're at home and you hear an ambulance siren going, you're thinking, oh, where are my kids? What's going on? We start crying over our trouble. That's number two. And number three, we start allowing ourselves to be tormented by negative thinking. We are expecting the worst to happen. I know what's going to happen. I know what's going to be. Oh, Lord, I have a pain. And you know, the doctor says, go have a test. And you know what? It's a C word. I know it's a C word. Bad, 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 bad. You have lost your faith when you are expecting the worst. David and Saul. Here's a perfect example. David said, I'm going to die at the hand of Saul. David was thinking the worst when God was thinking his best. David was thinking he was going to die, and God was thinking about the throne, him being king. He was so close to being king. At Ziklag, his home was burnt down. The wives and children were taken. His men were ready to stone him. And he was thinking it was the worst, but God was thinking it was the best. Joseph, remember Joseph? He was thinking the worst when God was thinking the best. Joseph never had God come down and explain to Joseph why he was going through what he was going through. Never. His own brothers hated him. If they wouldn't have hated him, they would have never thrown him into the pit. If they would have never thrown him into the pit, they would have never met the Ishmaelites. If they would have never met the Ishmaelites, they would have never been sold into slavery. And if he never would have been sold into slavery, he wouldn't have met Potiphar. And if he wouldn't have met Potiphar, he wouldn't have met Mrs. Potiphar. And if he wouldn't have met Mrs. Potiphar, then he wouldn't have been accused by rape by Mrs. Potiphar. And then he wouldn't have met the jailer. And if he wouldn't have met the jailer, he never met the butler and the baker. And if he never met the butler and the baker, he would have never met Pharaoh. And if he would never met Pharaoh, then all the people would have starved to death. Because God was thinking his best when Joseph was thinking his worst. Don't ask me to repeat that, please. Some of you may be going through your worst time right now. Your worst time. And God is thinking his best about you. God loves you. God loves you. You don't know where it's taking you to. Your God sees the end from the beginning. He sees it. He knew it. He knew all about it before it even happened to you. He knew everything. But he says, when I get through with you, you're going to say like Joseph, this was meant for my evil, but God meant it for my best. Yes. Let's take a shout. Shout, God is able today. Say this, God is able even to take the situation and bless me. Say this, while my finances are poor, God is able. My body isn't well, God is able. Whatever my situation today, God is able. Right now. God is able. Glory. Hallelujah. 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 God sent me today to tell you that when you get in a lion's den and you're surrounded by mouths that are coming at you, hungry, fierce, terrible things, coming at you to destroy you, that your God is able. And when this happens, worship can't wait. Worship can't wait. Worship on the part of victory that you already have. And then the whole victory will come. Worship on the partial, and the whole victory will come. You may see major parts of the miracle, but if you have a foundation of worship in your life, in the midst of your circumstances, it's a matter of time before God brings the whole. Amen? 2 Corinthians 2:24 says this. Not that we have dominion over your faith, but are fellow workers for your joy, for by faith you stand. See, as a minister, as an ordained minister of God, I can't have faith for you. I can't. You have to have it for yourself. Only you can have faith for you. The verse says this. I'll tell you what I can do for you. I can be a helper of your joy. And I think that's what we had some today of. We had joy in the house today. That's powerful. I can't have dominion over your faith, but my job is to become a helper of your joy. If I can help you get into joy, then I can help you because you yourself will get into faith. You must get into joy, and worship gives you joy. Amen? Amen. The joy of the Lord is your strength. The Bible says that. Do you believe it? Yes. If you believe it, why don't you walk more in joy? Why do people walk around defeated and depressed and discouraged. You need more joy. If you lose your joy, then you lose your strength. If you lose your strength, use the power to resist the enemy. You won't have power to resist the enemy if you lose your joy. And then he won't leave you. The enemy will not leave you. We can resist the enemy because the joy of the Lord is our strength, and he will flee from us. The key is when you feel your faith is low, you have to laugh at the enemy. How many of you laugh at the enemy? Is that the best you all got? I mean, a laugh. See, the enemy wants you depressed. He wants you to give up. He wants you to worry. He wants you to be tormented. He wants you to have negative thinking. But God said, I will be a helper of your joy. God will. The Holy Spirit will be a helper of your joy. Praise God. Even when you get a partial victory, because you know total victory is on the way. It's coming. So today I want to ask you what the old king asked David, that Daniel. I want to ask you the question, all of you. Is your God able? Is your God able? Is your God able? Your God able? Yes. Yours? 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 Debbie, your God's able. Amen. Stop allowing, we have to stop allowing ourselves to be upset. And I mean, it does happen. I get upset too sometimes. I'm not an angel here. If you're stressed, what are you doing about it? Well, you need to exalt Jesus in your life if you're stressed. You all that are listening over this video, you know, I want you to know that your God is able. And I want you to know that whatever circumstances that you're facing today, and you're stressed, and you're watching the news, and you're letting all that garbage into your home, you need to repent. You need to anoint your home, and you need to trust God and walk by faith and not by sight and not what you're hearing. And I'm talking to everybody, everybody. You know, we march off to church weekly, and praise God for this body of Christ who came out today and the body of Christ that's listening through the video. But it's great when we can come together and worship and praise God together. So we march off every Sunday. We get up and we get ready and we march off to church. But are we doing what God wants us to do? We're in church. But are we doing what he wants us to do in obedience to him? God will not give you so much to do that you're exhausted and tired all the time. You know, there's a word for that. It's N-O. No. And it's okay to say no. You don't have to say yes to everything. And you don't have to say, think in your mind, well, if I say no, then, oh my goodness, then I'm doing something bad. Or no, that's not true. That's the enemy. That is the enemy. You have decisions to make and you're not sure what to do. Turn it over to God. Use the wisdom God has given you. God has given you wisdom. Don't go against his word. Move. Move on. Move on. Forget the past and move on. If your decision is not from God, ask the Holy Spirit to reveal it to you. Don't make one move forward until you hear if it's a major thing that you want to do. Don't move one step further until you do ask the Holy Spirit to stop you if it's not the way to go, and then proceed. And if he stops you, don't be concerned, because God has something else for you. What if the God that you heard about all these years, what if that's not all there is to him? To assume he's not as powerful as you thought he was just because he didn't do what you thought he would misses the entire basis of faith. Want to repeat that? Just because God You assume that God is not as powerful as you thought he was because he didn't do what you thought he would, misses the entire basis of faith. So as I close this message today, I want you to know that God is able. We do face situations in our life. I've faced many, many. The list is long. But I found out that my God was able. So whatever it is that's keeping you from that very strong faith that you need to have, faith to believe that God is working even in situations in our country today. Now that's going to take pretty strong faith from what your eyes see, from what your ears hear. But you don't have to look with your eyes and you don't have to hear with your ears because you have a mouth that can say, my God is able. Amen? So as I close this message today, I want you to stand to your feet. I want you to put your hands up. And this week, right now, I want you to say, my God is able. In my family, my God is able. In my finances, my God is able. In my health, my God is able. In the world, my God is able. In the United States of America, my God is able. In all my relationships, my God is able. So today, I'm going to praise him on maybe the partial that I have till I get the whole. So today, my brothers and sisters, let's declare with our mouth that we walk by faith, that our God is able. So today we're going to sing a declaration. We're going to sing a declaration. This declaration that you're going to sing, if you don't feel like you want to sing it, don't sing it, because we're singing this before God Almighty. Amen. And you're making this declaration before him. So as we sing this song together, let's proclaim whatever the words say. It's called I Walk by Faith. And you, when you walk out of here today, you are walking by faith and not by sight. Whatever you see and whatever you hear that is contrary to the word of God, you cast it off. You cast it off because your God is able. And look at God's history. Look at his history. He's never failed anybody. So why would he start with us? So let's make this declaration. Hallelujah. Well, listen, guys and girls. It is a serious thing because our world's gone crazy. And we need to know that our God is able. And that whatever we face, there are times, there are situations of life, they're hard. I'm not discrediting that. But I'm encouraging you to whatever it is, whatever you go through, know that He is with you. Know that no weapon formed against you shall prosper. Know, believe the word of God. Believe this. You have to believe this right now more than ever before. And if you've been a Christian for a long time and you know the word of God, that's great. But now's the time when you have to take this word and you have to place it into your heart. And you have to be strong in the Lord in these days. And He is going to protect us. And He is going to lead us. And He is going to guide us. And even if it seems like nothing's happening, don't be deceived. God is not going to tell us. He works behind the scenes. And I believe that my God is much more able than the enemy that's trying to destroy us, the church of Jesus Christ, and things in our life. So, Father, let's pray right now to our Lord and Savior. Father, we just thank You and we praise You, Father God, for this day. Lord, I pray that everyone under the sound of my voice, Father, would know that they are loved. That they would know that You take care of them, regardless of their circumstance. And there are situations, Father, that we people find themselves in that are pretty heavy. But, Lord, there was a lot of situations in Scripture that were pretty heavy. It was pretty heavy for Jesus on the cross when they drove the spikes into His wrists and His feet. But Father, God was able to deliver Him. And that was just a sign to us that God, You are able to deliver us because You're able. And I pray that everyone today that heard this message will go forth this week in any situation they find themselves in. We'll get up, they will sing praises to Your name, and they will say, "My God is able." So Lord, as I end this message today, I sing praises to Your name. Oh Lord, praises to Your name. Oh Lord, for Your name is great and greatly to be praised. I sing glory to Your name. Oh Lord, glory to Your name. Oh Lord, for Your name is great and greatly to be praised. Let's pray healing. I pray healing to Your name. Oh Lord, we speak healing to Your name. Oh Lord, for Your name is great and greatly to be praised. I sing glory to Your name. Oh Lord, glory to Your name. Oh Lord, for Your name is great and greatly to be praised. Right now, if you're in this place today and you have an issue that you need healing in your body, I want you to place your hand on that issue, on that part of your body where you need healing. Your God is able. Father, I thank You and I praise You, Father God, that You are the great physician. I thank You, Father God, that You paid the price at Calvary. And You said it is finished, and that meant everything. That meant our healing. So, Father, when there are situations within the body of Christ, this body of Christ today, Father God, You can see where people have their hands placed on their bodies, Father God. Lord, I have faith to believe that by speaking out, that you are touching them right where they're at, Father God, and you are giving them the miracle they need. Father, I thank you that sickness and disease is destroyed in this house today. I thank you, Father God, that you are able. And I thank you, Father God, that the person who has their hand, wherever it is, that they're experiencing a sickness or a difficulty, Father God, Lord, you know where that is, because you know the end from the beginning from the end, too. And Lord, I thank you and I praise you, Father God, for the healing power of Jesus Christ to flow right now to the body of Christ in this place. I thank you, Father, for healing. I thank you, Father, that we have the authority and the power to bind the enemy. We bind Satan in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth from causing havoc in people's lives with sickness and disease. I cast disease out of their bodies. I cast sickness out of their bodies. And I thank you, Father, that they are made whole. I thank you, Father God, today is a day of deliverance because just like Daniel and the lion's den, they know that their God is able. And their God is able to deliver them from any sickness that they have in their body. Father, I pray for those today that are here that need strength. Father, I thank you, Lord God, that you give them strength. I pray, Father, that you encourage them. Not only right now, Father God, but from now on, Father God, help them to bring back to their memory what they heard today. My God is able. And Lord, that help them to know that whatever situation they face, their God is able to deliver them. He's no respecter of persons. And he is able to deliver us from anything. So Father, in the name of Jesus, I just thank you, and I praise you for the healing power of Jesus Christ right now to be manifested. I thank you, Holy Spirit, that you're speaking to the hearts of those, Father, with challenges. And I thank you, Father God, that healing is theirs. Father, we thank you, and we praise you. We trust you, Lord God. We put all our trust in you, Father God, because today we heard over and over and over that you are God, you are able. You are able. So, Father, deliverance is here. Deliverance is here.
Amen.
Deliverance is here. There's no reason to carry anything out of this place today. There's no reason to have anything in your homes today. It will not be carried over to tomorrow. It is done now. Now it's done in the mighty and precious name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Father, we thank you and we praise you. We give you glory, Lord. We give you glory. And all God's people said,
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.